we closed that deal.
Did you locate the operation to Tulsa then?
Yes, I immediately came to Tulsa, and where's the best place for business? Well, the Petroleum Club was going downtown at that time, in the Petroleum Club building, and a couple of my friends said, well, why don't you put your offices here in this building, because all the guys come here for lunch. You see all your potential customers and everybody. So I did. I rented a 3-room office down there, and my wife at that time was my first secretary receptionist. By the time we were there 17 years, we finally had to leave that building because we'd taken all the spare space there was. We were full and running over, and the employees, we had to pay a lot of money for their parking and things. I had too many guys going upstairs for lunch at company expense at the Petroleum Club. So we came down here to this building.
How many wells would you have drilled in your first year?
You know, I don't know that number offhand, but we kept the rigs working quite steadily. As we got a little money ahead, we added more rigs. I was pretty darn good at keeping those rigs busy. I tell you, I was keeping 12 rigs busy when we finally took it public. We operated until 1979 as a private company. By that time, I had credit, or I had credit as me, because I was running the company. Don had his companies down there, and I said, let me run this one. We'll meet all the time. We'll talk every day or two. There'll be no secrets. We became great friends and great partners. Well, we're good, and he stayed out of my hair.
Didn't you purchase then Falcon Seaboard Drilling Company?
Not exactly Falcon. As the years went by, we purchased all of Parker Drilling Company's U.S. land rigs. We purchased all of Service Drilling Company's U.S. land rigs. We purchased all of Red Hickman's U.S. land rigs. We purchased all of two or three other companies that were all our one-time competitors out there in western Oklahoma.
And yeah, you purchased 4 rigs Falcon Seaboard Drilling
And as company. The company grew later, we finally got up to a high of 132 rigs years later.
Wow. So, and the day you paid off that $150,000.
Yeah, we never really paid it off. We just kept borrowing more money and buying more rigs, but we always had money in the bank. We never had a year we didn't make money, and I was most proud of the first year because my uncle didn't think I was going to make it. When he sold me the rigs, he thought he'll learn a thing or two on this deal. And I think they're really glad to get rid of the drilling rigs so they go ahead and run their oil company. I think they thought maybe they were putting one over on us because they thought we'd fail. My granddad was still alive up here, and he said, oh, don't ever become a drilling contractor. You'll go broke doing that. My dad said, don't become a drilling contractor. You'll go broke at that.
They didn't think the business was going to grow.
They didn't think that you could survive in it because most of the guys had gone in and had gone broke because they usually got in trouble somewhere or other. If you lost a well that blew out or something like that, it was your fault. You could get in real serious.
We're talking now about the 70s now that you are starting to.
Yes.
Grow. What I'm trying to get back to is the land that you had tied the note to, your land.
Yeah.
When was that mortgage burned, as we say?
And in 1979.
Oh, really?
From 1963 to 1979, I went to bed every night trying to sleep, thinking, boy, if I go broke, my dad's going to be homeless. And so am I.
All that time?
All that time, yeah.
Wow.
The first year we were in business, I was so proud because I was really sweating it. And boy, we did everything. First, I had to go out and tell the guys in the field working on the rigs who they were working for, hoping they'd stay. I went out to them and I said, fellas, Don Bodard and I have bought these rigs. And we'd like for you to keep on working for us. We're not going to change the name very much, but it's going to be a new company. And I said, we don't have enough money. We've got $20,000. He put up 10 and I put up 10. I said, we've only got $20,000 to make the first payroll. And I'm going to have to get paid for the jobs we're on before I can make the second payroll. And I said, if you'll stay with me, I'll sincerely appreciate it. And we're going to try to make it. If we can't, why? We can't. By that time, I had an airplane with an electrical system, and when we finished the first well, we were working for a very nice gentleman out of Dallas. And I put the invoice together immediately when we finished the well. I got in that airplane, I flew that invoice to Dallas, and I walked in his office, and I said, if there's any way you could, sir, we'd really like to get paid for this well. If you're satisfied and you're ready to pay us, he said, well, I'd do that. And he paid us, and I brought that money home. I had enough money to make the second payroll, and it went on and on like that. We made $100,000 net the first year, and I was so proud. I was so proud. I slept a little easier, and then every year after that, we made money. we kept making money. And over those years, as we made money, I kept taking a little interest in wells and trying to get a little production going along, because I eventually wanted to convert this thing into an oil company.
Because you called it then Unit Petroleum.
We eventually got to that, yes, sir. At first, I wasn't making enough money to pay the big salaries for a really great geologist. I bought deals from geologists, and we'd take a little interest and try to get a drilling contract and take an interest in the well and get a little production that way. So we had little dabs of production coming on. Then I started taking deals from geologists and said, okay, I'm going to take your deal, I'll get you an override, and I'm going to sell this to other people and clear myself an interest, and we're going to promote deals like that. I didn't have the people really to operate. I knew how to operate fairly well, but I wasn't a really professional gas operator. So we had other people operating those days. But we were trying to put together all the parts of an oil company and finally bring it together. I finally made a deal with a geologist. I couldn't afford to pay his big salary he was making where he was working, but I said, I'll give you an overriding royalty, which means he got a fraction of the oil and gas income from the well, in addition to his salary. The salary was low, so he worked to find oil and gas because he wanted more oil and gas coming so he could make a bigger override. I made some geologists multimillionaires. Some retired living in La Jolla. Well, anyway, we were starting to do pretty well promoting these deals, and I'm still trying to keep all these rigs busy by myself. Still didn't have a salesman. But people were calling us in those days because we were doing a good job. As I got acquainted, I didn't have to do quite so much selling, if you will.